USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden has signaled that he's willing to move ahead on COVID relief without Republicans. He's urging immediate action on his $1.9 trillion relief plan.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
President Biden spoke before leaving for Walter Reed Hospital, where he met with wounded soldiers and toured the hospital's vaccination site. The body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries in the storming of the Capitol, will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer announced late Friday. Officer Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher by the mob. He's the third U.S. Capitol Police Officer to lie in state at the Capitol, an honor typically reserved for government leaders. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Could the U.S. slap Russia with sanctions for the poisoning and imprisonment of opposition leader Alexei Navalny?
The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Additionally, Biden raised the issue of a recent cyber attack on U.S. companies and government entities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The brother and several allies of Navalny were ordered under house arrest for 2 months by a court in Moscow on Friday. His supporters have called for rallies again on Sunday and are demanding his release. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets last weekend. Jail cells have been in short supply due to the mass arrests. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Calls are growing for federal regulators to step in to address the wild ride on Wall Street of late. Several trading platforms limited trades with GameStop this week after its stock went up 1,600% in the past 3 weeks. GameStop shares were up nearly 65% or $127 on Friday to $325 per share. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's carefully monitoring the situation. The S&P 500 ended its worst week in 3 months, down 73 points on the day to 3714, off 3.2% for the week. The Dow lost over 620 points to close at 29,982. NASDAQ fell 266 to 13,070. Analysts predict a significant drop in Valentine's Day spending. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.